Welcome to Inside the Program, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors here on the Inside Texas YouTube channel. I'm Joe Cook, got Eric Nalin. As always, we go with the latest inside information from the Texas Longhorns football team. The Longhorns held their first scrimmage of the spring on Thursday night. We've got plenty of details to go over. Make sure you like this video. Of course, subscribe to the channel. We'll give you a little snippet of what we have heard from that scrimmage, but if you want the full report, head to InsideTexas.com. You can sign up and get 4 months of access for just $1. It's April 4th, gets you to August 4th. By that time, they'll be in pads once again, getting ready for the Ohio State game. But sign up, $1 gets you 4 months. We'll go over the latest intel from Texas' first spring scrimmage. Talk a little bit about the O-line and D-line battling in that physical scrimmage, a veteran linebacker posting a strong outing, and then some young players we've heard started to make some immediate impact. So, Eric, they changed the schedule up on us a little bit. This was supposed to be a Monday, Wednesday, Friday week, and they changed it to a Thursday night scrimmage. They told Felix Ojo, who we talked about in recruiting intel, who made it in. But we've got some info from this scrimmage now, and always good to hear that they're battling in an area where they really needed to improve coming out of the 2024 season.
Yeah, they threw us for a pump fake, and we got caught going the wrong way. Sorry, this is a little bit late. We knew it was going to be moved around, but we were going to shoot last night, actually. But because they moved it, we didn't quite have timely information for the actual scrimmage. So here we are a little bit later. Apologies again. Yeah, you know, you mentioned physical in one of your headers there, and that word was used a number of times on the phone call. Anytime you have first scrimmage of the spring, it's going to be physical. And then you've got them under the lights in DKR. That's going to add a little bit more hype to it. And then finally, a little bit more hype comes from the fact that a lot of it was red zone. Most of the scrimmage where they're actually keeping score, both for the offense and defense, was during the red zone portion. Offense starts the ball at 25. They score a touchdown. It counts as 7 if the defense holds them. Or forces a field goal, they get 4 points. If the defense gets an interception, they get 7 points. The defense won the scrimmage on a Kobe Black interception late in the scrimmage. KJ Lacy, I think KJ was forced to throw it. It was running out of time, and one of those things like, you know, might as well throw it up and take a chance rather than taking the sack. And a big Kobe Black came down with it. So first scrimmage sounded like it was a resounding success. You know, when they start running around in pads, we can ask a little bit more pointed questions. Especially about the bigger guys.
It's starting to look and sound more like football, and that leads to more takeaways and more data, like you mentioned, for what's going on at the line of scrimmage. You've been high on a couple of the transfers from the defensive line, but another one is finally starting to make a name for himself, or at least earn mention among the sources that Inside Texas talks to, and as well as, you know, some offensive linemen who are starting to find some new roles here now that they're replacing 4 starters from last year's team.
Yeah, D-line was the first mention was Travis Shaw. You know, he's a big guy, moves really well, and showing a lot of hustle. And, man, I'm hearing all the words. This is exactly what I'd want to hear first and foremost, because we knew coming out of high school he was a tremendous talent. He was a 5-star, highest-rated recruit of all time, I think, that went to North Carolina, at least at the time. But his motor wasn't always running hot. He wasn't always in shape. And now it sounds like, you know, he's making hustle plays, showing really good change of direction despite being 350 pounds. I'm not saying he's Tavondre Sweat by any stretch. I need to see some things with my own eyes. But what if we get, 80% Tavondre Sweat? Sounds like he's capable of that. But while we're talking about D-line, it was really the offensive line got a little bit better of them. It wasn't a blowout by any stretch as far as the offensive line playing better than D-line, but they were physical. They were getting after it. You talk about all the new offensive linemen. They lost 4, but the source was quick to mention that they're much more experienced than a lot of people give him credit for. He felt good about the way the offensive line performed in the first scrimmage. He didn't really single out anybody individually, just liked how the unit played together and played with effort. So he mentioned Travis Shaw, and then the other defensive tackle he mentioned was Alex January, a sophomore that Texas definitely needs to step up, given the issues in the defensive tackle room. All in all, I like what we heard about the first practice, that we can actually glean anything from the offensive line and D-line. Of course, there's some zero-sum to parse through, but I think it's an encouraging start for the offensive line. I think that's probably the key to next season.
I'm just glad my status as a Travis Shaw truther can remain intact.
Yeah, I've been pushing Cole Brevard, and then Travis Shaw is the first guy mentioned. That's fine. You know, they need one of those guys to be good, and then need the other one to at least be above average.
They should be able to get that. Before we keep going, show some love to our sponsor, that is Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Days like this, the anticipation's half the fun. The call to adventure. Possibilities in every direction.
Look at that.
The stories you'll bring back. Even the true ones. And always, already, you can't wait until next time. From first catch to biggest catch of the season, this is where it starts. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Always Academy season, especially as spring gets going. We'll keep going with a little bit more notes on the defense. Everybody is well aware of what Anthony Hill brings to the table, All-American level play. But the guy who's been playing right next to him for much of the last season and a half, Leongo LaFau, made his name known over the course of the scrimmage on Thursday.
Yeah, really, I think we mentioned him a few times throughout the week, you know, not just the scrimmage, but he was the linebacker that was named first and foremost. Just, the source calls him a complete linebacker. They really love what he can do in coverage, but he's underappreciated coming downhill and playing the run as well. They marvel at his coverage ability. And it's not just the fact that he has the athleticism and movement skills to mirror guys or even play man-to-man at times. It's that he's very smart in coverage, understands what the receivers, the running backs, the quarterback is trying to do. Really good awareness with his eyes. And, you know, a lot of people ask about his size. You know, I asked that question recently and heard, you know, he might weigh similar to what he did last year, but it's a much more physical build or much more mature build. I don't really know anybody internally that has any concerns about his size.
Someone who I've been beating this drum for a while. You go back to his high school film and he was doing great linebacker things in a modern defense. Sounds like that continues. One of the
he was a Jeff Choate favorite. That's why they actually they went to the mattresses to get him in the class. They fought very hard to keep him away from Oregon, and I think Tennessee was after him. But you know, now he's a Johnny Nansen favorite. So Leongo LaFau, pure football player. I'm expecting a big breakout with him, and then also we're still gonna have to figure out his timeshare with Trey Moore. They don't have to take Leongo off the field. I think they're just going to want to in certain pass rushing situations.
One of the things that putting the pads on and scrimmaging finally reveals is who from the young players really are good football players. All these guys are good football players, obviously part of a number one class, but workouts can only reveal so much. Helmets and shoulder pads can only reveal so much. But when the full pads come on and guys get their opportunities, that's when we start to learn a little bit more about them. And there were a few names that really stood out from Thursday's scrimmage.
Yeah, well, if you're going to talk about physicality, we'll go in the right direction for that. Kalik Lockett, taller, lankier, longer, leaner wide receiver, but not afraid to block. And, the source used that as a chance to remind everybody that, you know, you have to block for Chris Jackson or you're not going to see the field. And I think they got that through to everybody on the recruiting trail. It's part of the evaluation process. And Kalik Lockett is ready to block, despite not having that prototypical build quite yet. He's going to mature over time for sure. But step one is having that mindset. Kalik Lockett has that mindset. Didn't really hear about him catching the ball, but everybody loved the way he was getting after it out there as a blocker. That's the first path to the field. Dalen McCutcheon, he caught a touchdown from Arch in the corner of the end zone. I think that was actually a coverage bust. But still, you know, hey, come up with the ball. He's playing a lot in the slot in the absence of DeAndre Moore. The future at wide receiver is very bright. They just have to worry about the portal and make sure that the present is just as bright with when Wingo and DeAndre Moore come back. Flipping over to defense, Cade Phillips. A lot of people love Cade Phillips, especially, you know, he had such a – he's not a dramatic kid, I wouldn't say, but it was the situation of his recruitment was a bit dramatic. Texas, LSU, back to Texas. Some people had him as high as a five-star. I had some questions about him just as far as, you know, readiness for this year. And I think that, you know, I'm not saying he's going to play a ton, but he's really making waves. He's showing physicality despite his longer, lankier build. But really good ball skills, really good technique. And when the pads came on, people liked what they saw. You know, he still has a ways to go on delivering physicality, but he plays with that intent, which is step one. People think he's going to have a big summer in the weight room and they can't wait to see him in August. And then another one, we didn't get to know him a whole lot during the recruitment because it was just kind of a flashbang recruitment, was Grayson Littleton. He's at nickel. Again, you know, showing a lot of maturity, showing a lot of intelligence out on the field. He's ahead of where he should be based on how hard the position is to play and how new he is to it. But the pads came on. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's throwing himself around out there.
Littleton was somebody who, like you mentioned, very fast recruitment, not a lot of time to get to know him. I think we may have expected that our time that we would use to familiarize ourselves with him would be right now, because he wasn't originally an early enrollee. Then he pops up on campus there in January and is making the most of his opportunities.
With so many new kids on the staff, it's like we have a couple opportunities to get to know him. Or new kids that arrive on campus, with pretty much the whole class except for three guys are on campus. So we get to know them as recruits, and you hope that your projections and evaluations are correct. But then before they play, because so many get to a campus early, we have this whole spring period and winter off season, and then summer workouts to really get to know what traits actually transferred, where they are in their progression, how close are they to being able to see on the field. So we actually get a lot more chance to get to know them before they see the field than we used to, because they arrive so early.
One of the last guys that you mentioned, and it's at a position that's drawn a lot of intrigue now, with you see Gunnar Helm off to the NFL, Jatavion Sanders has been gone for a year, Jordan Washington's a little bit banged up. A lot of questions at a certain position that's overseen by Jeff Banks, but there was a young player who did some good things over the course of Thursday's practice or scrimmage.
Yeah, the opposite recruitment of Littleton. I think Emory Winston was the first commit in the class, if not maybe the first commit that signed with the class. He was definitely early. Yeah, he's being coached very hard by Jeff Banks, and I don't think Jeff Banks coaches guys hard unless he really sees a bright future in them. You know, he's showing he stood out in the scrimmage. He moves well, catches the ball well, already knows where to be. He's a willing blocker, not a tall guy. What's most interesting to me is, you know, I asked the source that, you know, could he become a lead tight end at some point down the road? It's not going to be this year if Jordan Washington's healthy, and we do expect to transfer out of the portal. But can Emory Winston be a lead tight end eventually? And this guy seems to think he can. You know, we'll see how it plays out. I always figured he would be a complimentary tight end, more of an H-back sort of player. But he's showing some promising traits already. Not the tallest guy, but wide and really, really versatile. Able to catch, run routes, but has the willingness to block and a thicker body that helps him deliver on that block. So, good. Yeah, you know what? He was kind of afterthought in the class because he was in so early. Wasn't the most highly rated guy of all time, but we've been hearing about him the last week or so. And so, you know, he's getting a lot of reps, and Jeff Banks is making the most of him.
Always good to hear that. I kind of thought of him maybe as a fullback down the line, but good to hear that he's got a more complete skill set than that. And speaking of more complete, you got to head to Inside Texas, get the more complete picture of the scrimmage notes that were posted this afternoon by Eric. Join, you get 4 months for just $1. Again, it's April 4th. That gets you through August 4th. So you get the rest of April. That includes recruiting visits, a couple more scrimmages, fan day. You get basketball portal intel, more football recruiting intel, official visit season, summer workouts, all the different stuff involved with Texas football. Head to InsideTexas.com. 4 months for just $1. Not an offer that you want to miss out on. So, Eric, thank you so much. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time on Inside the Program, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors.